You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Exodus chapter 14, verse 27 to 31. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea. And the waters were a wall unto them in their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. The children of Israel, while crossing the Red Sea, the Egyptians caught up with them. And they thought also that they could cross the Red Sea. They didn't know that the children of Israel were not just crossing the Red Sea in the natural. It was God who was taking them through it. So when the children of Israel had crossed, the Egyptians who also attempted to cross, they were all drowned and they were all killed. Now, we need to learn a lesson here. The children of Israel thought that their greatest problem, their greatest enemy, were the Egyptians. They served them for many years. They enslaved them. They made the children of Israel to serve them. And they served them in pain. But then God brought them out. And in one moment, God destroyed the entire Egyptian army. However, we later discovered that the real problem of the children of Israel was their flesh and their unbelief, not the Egyptians. The Egyptians could not stop them from going to the promised land, but their flesh and their unbelief stopped them from entering the promised land. When they were in Shittim, they began to fornicate, and about 24,000 were killed in 1 hour, and severally, their flesh will crave for things that God had not approved for them, and then they will get destroyed. Ultimately, they could not enter the promised land because of their unbelief. Today, many believers, they still focus on ancestral spirit, on witches, on demons, on, you know, all of those things. When you are in Christ Jesus, those are not your problem again. It is a great ignorance for anybody who is born again to be praying against witches and wizards. Any church, any ministry, any man of God, any individual who is still praying that kind of prayer, I want to tell you humbly, they don't know Jesus. You may say, but they are big ministers. They may have crowd. They may have big pulpit. But I tell you the truth, they really do not understand the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's not your problem. It's not witches. It's not somebody in your family. No, no, we are gone beyond all of those things. In fact, anybody who is into sorcery or witchcraft is also manifesting as flesh, because it is flesh. Witchcraft is one of the works of the flesh, including sorcery. So also is fornication, adultery, lavishness, and quite a lot of things. So that's not the problem. The problem really is your flesh. That thing that is pushing you to be carnal, to be wicked. That your own belief that you can't trust the word of God. The reason you are afraid, you are fearful, is because you can't trust the word of God. The reason you worry about tomorrow is because you can't trust what Jesus has said, that you should not worry about tomorrow. So when you look at it, you will discover that you will focus more on yourself and cry to God to help you than to go about worrying about witches. Like I usually say, you are fornicating and you are praying for witches to die. You will be the first person to die. You are into adultery, you are praying for your enemies to die. You will be the first person to die. He says, don't you know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? The Bible says they that commit, they that are into adultery, will not inherit the kingdom of God. He said, oh, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with this world is enmity with God. So in other words, you are into sinful practices, but you are praying for enemies to die. You are your own number one enemy. If God will answer that prayer, you'll be the first person that will die and go and spend your eternity in the lake of fire. Focus on yourself. People are not your problem. If a man's way pleases the Lord, it makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Stop worrying yourself that somebody is trying this and you are praying useless prayer all over the place. Focus. Ask the Lord to break you, to mold you until you become like Christ. Focus on growing in the fruit of the Spirit. Stop focusing on any enemy. The Egyptians were drowned. They were not the enemy ultimately. It was not the Egyptian who told them to be craving for meat when God gave them manna. It was not the Egyptian who told them to be fornicating and cheating, and they were destroyed. It was not the Egyptian who told them that they were as small as grasshopper in their own eyes. That was their flesh. That was unbelief. So what Satan has done is that he has distracted you from where the real problem lies. If God can conquer you, God can use you to conquer the world. The real problem is you. What the Holy Spirit is laboring over every day is you. You talk too much. You use your word, your mouth, which you should glorify God with. You use it wrongly. That's what the Holy Spirit is dealing with. But you are focusing on one enemy. You said maybe it was because of your childhood trauma. It was because of all of these things. All of that is a lie. Once you grow up and you are an adult and you can accept Jesus Christ, you are responsible for your action. There is no childhood trauma that is troubling you again. You have simply refused to repent and live rightly. So that's where you need to cry to the Lord and say, Lord, help my life. See, I'm telling you, when God opens your eyes and you understand, human beings are not your problem. Your real problem is you. You know it. Your problem is you. Is it another person that is pushing you into adultery? Is it another person that is making you fornicate, tell lies? Some of you claim to have known the Lord for years. You are still swearing. Even when Jesus said, let your yes be yes, let your no be no. And anything that comes after this is from the evil one. Some of you will still swear, saying, I swear to God who made me. Which God are you swearing with? So please understand that it's not about demons, all of those things. Some people will immediately say, but the Bible says we are not ignorant of the vices of the enemy. Yes. What did he now say? He said, put on the whole armor of God. What is the armor of God? He said, breastplate of righteousness. You are sinning and you think you are doing spiritual warfare. Do you know that it is spiritual warfare to say no to sin? It is spiritual warfare to refuse to lie. It is spiritual warfare to refuse to falsify documents because you want to go abroad. To refuse to change your age because you want to play football. It is spiritual warfare. It's a helmet of salvation. It is spiritual warfare to be born again. You must be born again. Then he said, breastplate of truth. Jesus said, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Do you know that by simply sitting down, opening your Bible, reading and asking the Holy Spirit to speak to you, do you know that spiritual warfare? You think warfare is you tying your belt and going somewhere and shouting. No, brethren, ask the Lord to work on you until you become like Christ. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.